opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon. Hi, everyone. My name is Crystal Johnson, and I'm stepping in for Pastor McDuffie as he's away right now on a trip. And thank God for having me. I'm asking everyone if you could extend your prayers to Pastor McDuffie. Make sure you pray for him as he's away in Atlanta, Georgia on a conference. I'm also asking that you go ahead and continue to sow seed as he's away on the conference. And you can sow your seed to him at the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, or you can sow it to him via PayPal at SuperMike, that's M as in Michael, I-G-H-T, 777 at gmail.com. I wanted to talk to you briefly. Few things. I'm going to give you a little bit of background of my journey since I've been here with Pastor McDuffie's ministry the past 2 years. Started on SITU. Well, I really don't know how I met him. I don't know if he friended me or I friended him, but I had been friends with him for 3 years before one day I was just scrolling in my timeline. And I saw this man with braids, and I'm like, I wonder what he's talking about. Let me just click. And I clicked on the button, and my life has realized never been the same since. It has not been the same since. From there, I joined SITU almost immediately. As soon as he told me about it, I'm like, okay, where's that? I'll sign up. When do we start? And blah, blah, blah. That was in December 2016. 2017, to Martin Luther King weekend, I went to meet him in person. We spent the weekend with all kinds of different MLK events, and he asked me to be the SITU president. At that time, there was no M318 yet. And I reluctantly, I was like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm just here to learn. I ain't signed up for all that. I'm not trying to do that. I just want to learn. I don't want no parts of it or whatever, but if y'all know Pastor McDuffie, he didn't stop. And then my daughter, God used my daughter, Yamaya, to just come in and be like, Mom, she was 10 at the time. She'll be 13 next month. Mom, why you don't want to do it? You always talk about being a leader, and it's just helping to enhance your leadership skills. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding. So I ended up doing it. Shortly after that, M318 was formed. But when that happened in January, when I accepted the position of being the president of SITU, February, the very next month, my house burned down. I lost everything I had in a fire. All my earthly possessions, I should say. Clothes, shoes, jewelry, perfume, my daughter's trophies, because she's a martial arts star, everything just went up in a matter of 5 minutes. My hair even burned out in a fire, you know, and some of you heard my testimony since then on my hair. It's growing back and it's continuing to grow. Now it's back down my back. But I had lost all this front part of my hair. All of this was burnt out in the fire. And I used, Pastor Mike told me about black seed oil, aloe, black seed oil, and what was the other one? Coconut oil. And I began to use that along with the supplements that he taught me about. I also ingest black seed oil along with some other things, and my hair has been restored, and it's grown. It's continually got, like, I need to relax it right now. That's why I've been wearing it in a ponytail, because it's so much new growth that either I got to get a blowout or a relaxer or something, because it has just grown that much since that point. From there, it's just been so many things that has been going on. You know, when I first came, I also told him that I suffered with high blood pressure. And he told me about Mike 120. And that is apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, honey, and that's the basic, and a little bit of cinnamon. Then he revamped it a little bit and said you could add some coconut oil, you can add some turmeric. But just from that baking soda, my bad, yeah, baking soda too. And but just by that basic recipe, the vinegar, lemon juice, honey, and baking soda, and 32 ounces of water. I didn't use that much water, but alkaline water, but I did use, about 12 ounces of water at night and in the morning. I did that for about 2 weeks consistently, and before you know it, my blood pressure was normal. And when I tell you, and I've told this story before, but I used to take 2 pills every day, twice a day, for my blood pressure. And I have been taking it since I was nine. So it had nothing to do with being overweight, because I was very thin when I was younger. It had nothing to do with, she don't exercise, or whether I exercised a lot. It was just, I think it was like a genetic something, like a generational curse, because my mom had high blood pressure. My dad had high blood pressure. But through obedience, that generational curse was broken. My daughter does not have high blood pressure. So I'm believing God that that generational curse was broken through the act of obedience. And that was just one of the things. There was another time where when I first met him, I asked him to pray for me because my asthma. I had asthma since I was 6 months old. I had asthma. But sometimes it will be worse than others. Again, nothing to do with weight, diet, anything. Because I had it since I was 6 months, So, no, 6 months old just drinking milk. Miss me with that. But anyway, what ends up happening, I told him about it. I asked him to pray for me. He did not pray for me, y'all. Pastor McDuffie did not pray for me. No, for my asthma. He did not pray for me. What he did was he taught my daughter, Yemaya, how to pray for me. And he said, have her come in daily. And he taught her what to do, where to put her hands, what to say. And she did that. And it began to stabilize. Like, I still had it, but it wasn't that bad. Then I sowed a seed one day, and it was during one of the live broadcasts, and he was praying for people with different disorders. And he prayed, I sowed a seed, and he prayed at that time for everybody that had it. And it just left. I can walk up big hills now, and whatever, and I do not weep. Sometimes if I get short of breath or whatever, now that comes from, me working out and that kind of stuff. But for as far as because of asthma, my lungs and all of that, my lungs are in perfect condition to stop. So that's just a bit of the background and some of the reasons why I support and love Pastor McDuffie the way that I do. Y'all can't tell me nothing about Pastor McDuffie. Nope, none of y'all. I advise you not to, because I might be looking for you. nope. You cannot. Because there's just been so many things that I've seen. Like, you can't tell me that God can't heal through obedience when he healed me through obedience. So it's like, how you gonna tell me something that I've already seen? I've already seen it, I've already walked in it and witnessed it and all that. Then it comes when you get into, There's so many things I can talk about it, and my mind is racing, but I'm trying to narrow in on, you know, one or two things. So from there, I'm going to talk about Chrissy Hitch now. I'll talk about that later. I wanted to touch on Joseph for a minute, just for a minute. I'm going to need your help now, guys. Say hi, baby. Okay. We talked about Joseph in one of our very first, it wasn't even technically Chrissy Kids yet. It was just me, Yamaya, and Kimora sitting around just reading and talking about the Bible one day. You know, I didn't know that was like going to be the start of like a Chrissy Kid. But we began to talk about it. And remember we were talking about when the dad, I'm going to talk about this right here, and then I got to back it up for a minute, though. Now, you know, I'm not a pastor and all that like that. I don't do all of that. So I'm going to give it to you, Chrissy Kid, in our perspective, because what I do is I take it and I put it in my own words, just not related to songs and, you know, different things like that. That signature Chrissy Kids where we relate our Bible messages to songs and movies and videos and such. But right now, we just gonna give it to you off the cuff. We ain't read it this morning, so this is just from what we remember. But, Yaya, remember when we were talking about the gift that, that Joseph's dad, Jacob, gave to Joseph. And you talked about that at VBS a little bit. We just came off a week of VBS. What caused the jealousy between the brothers?
The coat.
What about
it? The magic coat.
The magic coat?
It was the coat. The cloak.
Okay, what about it?
It got colors.
It had a lot of colors on it. But did everybody else get one?
No.
Huh?
No.
They can't see the coat.
No.
Everybody else didn't get one, right?
No.
You think that caused some tension? That was just me and you, but if you had a whole bunch of brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave a special coat to your younger sister, a special one. Like, it was real hot, and we gave her a real nice coat. And ain't give you or none of your brothers and sisters none. How would you feel? You'd be mad at me? What would you think about that coat when you saw it?
We'll take it.
You want to take the coat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this made them mad, just like you would be mad, just like most people would be like, look, that ain't right. Because it's not like Jacob said, I'm going to buy this coat for him now, and I'm going to give y'all a coat like that later. Right? That's not what happened. That's not what happened. What happened was he was just like, look, this is a coat. It is what it is, right? So they made him mad. And they made him mad. And what did they do with Joe? What did they do with
him? They planned.
They planned what? What's that
about? To kill him.
They planned to kill him. Right, but how did they do it? What happened?
They put him in a ditch.
They took him and they put him in a ditch.
And then they took a goat for and put it on the coat, and then that he died.
Right. But did they actually kill him?
No.
Went,
they brought the coat to him, and then they finally killed him later.
But what did they do with Joseph?
They put him in the ditch, and then left him there, and then they planned to kill him later.
Right, but then
the coat was like, I'm going to just stay with him now, and then later I'm going to go get him, and then we'll go run away.
Right. One of the brothers planned to get him out the ditch, but then what happened, some people came along, and they ended up selling Joseph into slavery. They ended up selling him into slavery, and I wanted to talk about what jealousy can drive you to do. some of the things that jealousy can drive you to do. Like you said, you would have been so mad at your little sister.
I've been mad at you.
You'd have been mad at me?
Yeah, I didn't give me no clue.
But then, okay, all right. Mad at me, cool. But then, your little sister was the kind of little sister that held everything.
Me, Brad.
That not only brag, but that's like a big tablet cup. Everything you and your brothers and sisters do, they go run back and tell me. What if this is the same little sister, the snitch? She's a snitch. She tells everything. Right? And then I have the nerve to go and buy her a special coat and then buy none of y'all. Everything y'all do, she run and tell it. She run and tell it.
I mop the floor, and then you just don't give her a coat, but she didn't wash the dishes.
Right. That kind of stuff. When you got so mad, you and your brothers and sisters got together and said, now, this was back then. They put her in a ditch. What would you want to do to her today?
Slap her, right?
And they probably
put her in the closet.
Oh my God! And they probably felt like if they would have, if we could just get rid of her, if we could just get rid of her.
I know what I would do. I would drive to the desert and leave her there.
That's awesome.
I'd be like, go to the bathroom right quick and give me some water. And then I'm going to drive off and leave her there.
But what is...
Well, I have phone.
But, Julie, I think it doesn't say this in the scripture. But if I'm there, I'm probably thinking, if I could just get rid of this little girl, then my dad would pay more attention to me. Because right now, all the attention is on her.
Me.
You know what I'm saying?
I know why he did that, though.
Wow.
Because he was the only son that came from her.
Say, oh, I wasn't going to. Sorry, baby. Why was he the favorite? I was going in. Go ahead.
He was the only son of his, and the other one was from a different man.
A different man?
A different person.
He was the only son that came from who?
Mary.
Rachel.
And then the other one came from the other girl.
Right, the one with the nice personality.
Yeah, but she ugly.
The ugly girl, right, Leah. Then maybe whoever else they came from. But you're right. And that's why Jacob favored Joseph, because Joseph was the one that came from the one he loved the most.
Now, so he just gonna do that?
I didn't say it was
you had the kids.
Uh-huh.
They're all your kids.
Seven.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
You married two people. And you had kids.
They had, he had 12 kids. He had kids by more than 12 people. I mean,
what?
No, my bad. It was more than two. I don't remember how many it was. But I know he had a lot with Leah, the ugly one with the nice personality. But Rachel, Joseph's mother, was beautiful. You're right. And he fell in love with her. In fact,
was the kid ugly?
No, I think they were ugly. But that's just my own personal opinion.
You know what? Rachel kid ugly because he was so desperate for the one, the pretty one. So it will be, the baby will be ugly. And then Leah kid is all pretty because she ugly and he don't appreciate it.
I don't know. That's a good question. I personally think that Leah kid was probably ugly. Because she was ugly.
But then it was so disrespectful because he didn't appreciate them, but he appreciated Rachel's ugly kid.
Right. He appreciated it. Yeah. But we don't know if the kid was ugly or if the kid
was
nice looking. But I think Jacob was fine.
Who's Jacob?
I mean, Joseph. Wait.
What?
No. I think Jacob was good looking. I think
Jacob is the son?
No, Jacob is the father. Joseph's father. Joseph is the one that was the dream with the coat.
Joseph is Rachel's son?
Yes.
He probably
is. Oh, my God. What time is it? You got to watch the sun. You got to watch the sun.
Simon? 2:20.
Okay, we have 10 minutes before. We have 10 minutes before our first break. But, with all of that, see, said in Maya, jealousy is a horrible thing because it can drive you to do some wicked, wicked things. And that's not the first time. It's not the first time in history that jealousy has driven someone to do some crazy things. Have you ever been jealous of someone? But why?
Because they got better stuff than you.
They got better stuff than you. Like what?
Like, this girl named Giovanni, right?
Uh-huh.
At her birthday, she got a lot of money, and she got the iPhone XR and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She got a lot of money and stuff, like I said, because they get presents. But then later on, I realized that I'm grateful because at least I got stuff.
Right. When we're jealous, when this is, again, this is my first
time. And my mama lets me do anything, and then my mama don't let me do with all that stuff because she cares about me more than me getting all this stuff.
When we're jealous, this is my opinion, but I think when we the jealousy, we're showing that we don't appreciate what we already have. When you are grateful, I'm going to help you read some of the comments because you know I can't do that little itty bitty right. Let me say this first. When you're grateful or thankful to God for what you have, then you have no need to be jealous of anyone. And when you trust in God that God knows what's best for you, when you trust God's plan for your life, I'm not starting over. I'm not worried about what they got or all of that because, one, I know that mine is coming and mine's probably going to be better because, you know, my God is just like that. But I'm grateful for what I already have. You know, me and my daughter stayed in a shelter for 3 months. And when we were in that shelter, we had nothing, really. But it was people that had less than nothing. I recently met someone that was talking about, I was telling my story, and he said to me, he was from another country, I forget which, but he said, even if you had to eat out of a garbage can in the back of a restaurant, if you had to eat that food, he said, at least there was a garbage can for you to eat out of. And I thought that was so powerful. And I began to say, Lord, have mercy. Because he's right. He said, in my country, there's not even a garbage can for us to eat out of. And then when you think about it, how much food and stuff that Americans waste and how much money we waste on nonsense, it really made me repent, like, oh, my God. And although we didn't have what we wanted to eat, we had something to eat. You know, it may not have been what we wanted, and we may not have even eaten 3 meals a day all the time, but we had something to eat. And that's a huge, huge, huge blessing. Like, read some of the comments, because them comments are like, hey, comments are gone. So I need you to read some of the comments for me. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't read that little itty bitty right now.
I'm going to go, girl. I'm so proud. Grandma said to catch stinky. Grandma said teach CBJ. Grandma said clean point yo. Give me something say you yo. Grandma said 2:20.
Oh yeah, Ma, tell me when it's 2:30.
She cleared three. Said hi, my cousin. Jermaine said jealousy is like ninjas, they kill you.
Oh yeah, jealousy definitely can't kill you, Jermaine.
Grandma said truth. Grandma said things could be worse.
Always could be worse.
And Grandma said 3:24. And Grandma said God got you.
Thank you, Mom. Things could always be worse. But for Joseph, let me get back to Joseph for a second. I would imagine if I was Joseph, it probably felt like it couldn't get no worse for me. And then he went on to he got sold into slavery and now he's a slave. And then a little later on in the story he got put in jail for being accused of something he did not do. You know about that, I bet, y'all. Tell me about one instance where you was accused of something you didn't do. Go ahead. They can't see you, baby.
What? In the camera. I'll do it with you, Joe.
Okay.
Your friend that gonna say, who raised my board? Because she had all her stuff on it. So she's talking about some, who raised my board? And me and the bae got her bustle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and the bae was laughing. We wasn't laughing about that situation. She was like, why y'all laughing? We laughing about that situation. She was like, no, why y'all laughing? Y'all must have raised my board. And then we was like, what? When you was talking about, we wasn't even listening to you. And then he was talking about some, y'all must have raised my boy. One of y'all must have raised my boy. I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
So what did you say?
You know Boys and Girls Club come in here, bro. That's what I said. And then my sister was like, the middle school Boys and Girls Club doesn't come in here. They're going to the 17 year olds. But still, the little kids be coming in here because I saw school at school on top.
Make you big mad? Tell you that, but what I'm here to train you for And so that the next time you handle it in the right way. And we'll be back. We have to take our first break. We will be back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Let me tell you, yeah, I work with the kids and all that, but I'm not the leader to tell these kids if somebody hit them, that they need to turn the other cheek and just get beat up and slapped on and up. I'm just not your girl for that. I'm not your girl for that. I will say, though, if somebody's just talking, talk it. Just say all you want and blah, 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 blah. Don't bother me. But when it comes to the point that you put your hands on me, you have, as I see it personally, you have every right to defend yourself. I know some youth leaders that disagree with me, very much so. But I'm okay with that. We all don't have to agree. I don't believe that we all have to agree on things to coexist. We don't all have to agree. As long as we agree on what's important, then I'm good with that. But not. I can do all that turning the other cheek. And, you know, it's hard for me because people that know me know that I used to be the type that if you looked at me the wrong way, what's the problem? What's wrong with your eyes? Like, what? What are we doing? And that was my real life attitude. But, you know, I've changed so very much. And I thank God for Mom, Pastor Karen, my sister, Ms. Danielle, my natural sister, Apostle Joy Diallo, and, of course, Pastor McDuffie. These are just, like, pretty much the only people that I could go to when I'm really mad or hot about something, and they can kind of calm me down about it or talk me through it and, you know, keep me from checking the case and going to jail. So... I thank God for that because I just don't be here for it. Like, I don't like phony people. That's why I'm not around a lot of people. I know plenty of people. I know tons of people, but I have very few friends. So people that I call friends or people that I really still call my family. Blood don't make you family. Love makes you family. So I know firsthand what it is to get accused, to get lied on. When I became the president of SITU and of M318, I had to encounter a lot of, and Pastor Mike's online assistant, I encountered a lot of unexpected reactions. You know, people that I thought would support you and be happy was like, where did she come from? Who she think she is? What? And I'm giving it right back. Like, what? I didn't ask for this. Look, don't take this up with me. But I had to learn how to come out of that part and overlook it and cover my brothers and sisters where they were feeling some type of way. I had to learn to cover it. Sometimes it's just better to be silent. And as I learn different ways on how to handle these real-life situations, because, look, I got to keep it functional. All of that's cool for all the people in the Bible, for Paul, for John, and all of them, and I'm not belittling or undermining anything that they've done. Trust me, I'm not. But at the end of the day, I have to figure out how does that affect me? How does that affect my daughter? How does that affect all these children that God has entrusted in my care? Sometimes I have to ask Brother Marcus, like, Brother Marcus, I need you to teach me, what do I say to this person? Because if I advise them on my own, it's going to be a fight. Right, Pastor Mother, fine, you're right, Pastor Marcus. It's going to be a fight. So let me go to somebody who's more spiritual than me so that I can advise them the right way to go. And that's why your partners are important. Who you surround yourself around is important because a lot of times I'll be like, I know how I would handle it. But I don't want you to handle it that way. And Nehemiah, my daughter, I got to celebrate her publicly because Yemaya can really fight. Like, Yemaya is a trained martial artist. She can really fight. And thank God she is me because it's some situations that she ran into. I remember one when she was at Glenridge. Somebody did something to her, and I was like, they hit her or something. And I said, did you hit her back? And she said, no, I had witnesses, so I took her to the office, and she got written up. And now she can't hurt nobody else again. You remember that?
What?
You don't remember that? I never forgot it, because I said, if it was me and somebody put their hands on me, even get too close to my face, it's a wrap. But, yeah, you said you took the witnesses to the office. This was a few years ago. But, I mean, it's so common for her to, and I think that's part of her martial arts training, to learn how to keep her temper, like, under wrap, like, not to react. Not to react. You remember that, Mom? Not to react. I think it's just so common for her that it's like it's not even a big deal anymore. But that's amazing to me, because I'm not that way, y'all. I ain't. Y'all pray for me. I'm not that way. Mom, let me know when it's 2:53.
Grandma, remember that.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and she's done so many phenomenal things. And she'll come home and be in her feelings and be real live with it. But the way she'll conduct herself, and I always hear very good things about her, and I'm very, very proud of her and the way she's handled some things, because the way she's handled certain situations, I wouldn't have handled it like that. I just got to be real with you. I would not have handled it like that. They accused Joseph of raping Potiphar's wife, raping somebody. And that's one of the worst things that a man can do to a woman, is to rape her. Well, this is my personal opinion. That is one of the worst crimes. It's got to be in the top three that a man can do to a woman. You know, because that's a punk layout. What, like, nobody don't like you like that? Is it that live? Like, is it that serious that you have to go and rape somebody? But rape is about control. And she accused him of this, horrible thing. Yes.
That happened now Insatiable with Debbie Ryan. It's on Netflix. It's this like TV series. It's talking about the first episode was like, because there was this man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Bob, there's this man named Bob, right? He didn't want to coach this girl anymore. So her mom decided to be her coach, and then he blamed her because the mom got mad at the original coach because he didn't want to coach her daughter anymore. So then the daughter, mom, who's now the coach, got mad. It was like, and because she didn't win in the pageant, so then she went, she was like, it's all his fault, because he was in the audience, uh-huh, just watching around, just state stuff, whatever. So then he did it. He mixed her mind up and stuff, because he touched her cuckoo.
Oh, God.
And then, and then everybody started looking at him, and he was like, no, I didn't. I never did. I never touched her or whatever. And then now he was excluded from all pageants because of that one blame game. And nobody else wanted them to coach. None of the moms wanted him to coach her, their daughter, because he was like the best coach ever.
Mm-hmm.
So then
he found another girl to coach that didn't know about his past, but he didn't do it. Oh, wow. That, you know, and remember Daddy Little Girl? The black one. Yeah, remember the movie? You remember that movie you saw like so much? I do, but, like, what? Remember, he was dating the lawyer, and she kept asking him, is there anything in your past that will come up? And he was accused of raping that white girl. He was accused of raping that girl. You don't remember that part? And then it came out in court, but then she found out, the lawyer found out it was a lie, and she went back and represented him. You don't remember that part? What? Never mind. I keep on thinking of the mom taking the daughters.
Yeah, it's been a while since we watched that. We gotta watch that again.
But I was just thinking about it. But when you're accused of something, especially for a man to be accused of rape, he's looked at. Even if it comes back that it's not true. I mean, they could show all the evidence in the world that it's not true, it was a lie. That stigma is always attached to him because he's always looked at as, you know, that's the guy that was accused of rape. It was probably true. He probably paid it off. You know, it's always something. It's always something. You're never looked at quite the same way again when someone accuses you of rape. And you could be cleared of all charges, evidence, the whole nine, but you're still looked at questionable, like, no, I'm a guy. I think he's true. Don't you know how he talked? I think, then, no, you know, he a flirt anyway. You know that's true. You know he did that. And that's how, I'm just talking about people who are accused of rape. One of our good friends was accused of rape, remember? He put it in a song. And I was accused of rape as if it wasn't all on my plate. Right? So people that know that story, you know, people that know that story is like, you know, he probably did that. He probably did. So I ain't gonna buy. His CD. No, I mean, even that good. No.
You just, yeah.
But, I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens. No matter the people in the news, that's what happens. It just so happened that a lot of people that I know were accused of this horrible thing. And it has come out in court. And people have said, no, I was lying and all of this. But still, they have this cloud hanging over their head. So when we go to think about Joseph being accused of rape, even he was accused of raping Potiphar's wife, but Potiphar knew that she was lying. But he couldn't just say, "Look, I'm going to do that," which I got to put you in jail. Potiphar was lying, or no? Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife accused Joseph of rape. But he knew she was lying. She just said that this is real tough. She said that because she wanted to talk to Joseph. She wanted Joseph to be with her, even though she was married to Potiphar. She wanted Joseph to be with her, and Joseph was like, I ain't doing that, no. So she was like, oh, so wait, you rejecting me? Wait, what? So that's why she lied on him. So Potiphar knew it was a lie. So Potiphar was like, look, I can't let you go, because then looks like I'm against my wife. So I'm going to just put you away in this little fake prison. It was like he was in jail, but it wasn't like prison. It wasn't like, he put you in juvenile. I put you in actual penitentiary. It was like, you know, it wasn't real bad. It wasn't like with bars and all like that. I put you in the closet. Whatever.
that's way better.
So he was accused of something horrible. We get accused all the time of things that we did not do. Even then,
yeah, I remember one day.
Oh, Lord, go ahead.
So,
Oh, no.
Dr. Water.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Go ahead. So, my water. Water.
Court water.
Shut up, your brain. So, she gonna blame me. Start getting that curb. She went back to the olden days. Then she gonna blame me. That, because the water came out the tank, right? So she went to the box. Because me, my friend Rihanna, my friend Nuti, I think my friend Ryan was up here too. Well, and Kay.
And
Tony. Tony, he don't go under things.
Yeah, but he was here.
Well, all of us, I think it was after Prison Kids. I think it was after Prison Kids. Maybe, I think, I'm pretty sure. But like, still, we ran back in mom's room because it's like, it was dark. So we ran back in her room. We'll try hide and seek.
I had a big room.
We'll try hide and seek from her.
Me and two big closets.
Yeah. So then, me and Kay hid behind the pan. Me and Brianna and a couple of people hid behind the pan. I hid behind in the bed, actually. And then, she ran back out. Next day, she wanted some water. She was like, y'all kids always in my room. Stay out of my room. And then, okay. So then, she went to go get the water. She was like, why it tastes like this? Who did this to my water? You're not, you live here, so who did this to my water? You did this to my water. And then once they left, she started getting out of curtain. And then she found another water like that. She was like, I was like, it was not me. It was like, you're the only one that left it. And one of your friends did it. I'm blaming you because you left it and not your friend. I was like, so then, that was dude. I was there to come home because he caught me out of water. Like that, I was so scared.
Yes, we have 1 minute left.
Oh, 1 minute. Okay. Drink your water. Yo, you know what? You need to blame me for the water.
And then I did not do it.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in to www.mikebroadcastddv.com.
Thank you.
I encourage you to sow into Pastor McDuffie's ministry. The Cash App is posted. It's in the link below to give to Chrissy Kids. We start back up in September, so we can take donations now.
Yep.
The link is in the caption. The link is Cash App code BOOM, BOOMBYCRYSTAL, to give to Pastor Mike's ministry. The Cash App code is $PastorMichaelSeven. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope we did a good job.
Let you water.
And you still with that story. I think she did drink all the water.
I did drink the water. I'm good. I'm good. Amen. Bye.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of theBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you are a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.